reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 29, Yena Prasanthir Bhutanam, Shulakanam Apihatam, Antarito Antar Hodayo, Kasmano Vedanatisha. When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant, the Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? When the Lord, out of his natural compassion, thinks of his devotee, by that process only are all desires of the neophyte devotee fulfilled. The Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant, the Lord knows everything about the living entity, including all his desires. Although we are very insignificant, why should the Lord not know our desires? Purport. A very advanced devotee does not think himself advanced. He is always very humble. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his plenary expansion as the Paramatma or Super Soul, sits in everyone's heart and can understand the attitudes and desires of his devotees. The Lord also gives opportunity to the non-devotees to fulfill their desires, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mattar Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Whatever a living entity desires, however insignificant he may be, is noted by the Lord, who gives him a chance to fulfill his desires. If the desires of the non-devotee are fulfilled, why not those of the devotee? A pure devotee simply wants to engage in the service of the Lord without any material motive. And he wants this within the core of his heart, where the Lord is situated, and if he is without ulterior motive, why should the Lord not understand? If a sincere devotee renders service to the Lord or to the Archa Vigraha, the form of the Lord, all his activities prove successful. Because the Lord is present within his heart and understands his sincerity. Third, if a devotee with all confidence goes on discharging the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will ultimately attain success. Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnanayam Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadavajam Dadati Svapadantakam Vandeham Sri Gura Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Chaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanditam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishavanusite Devi Pranamami Haripriya vancha kalpa tarudvesha kripa sindhu bhayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo jay sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara sri asadi gaura bhakta krishna krishna hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the substance of this stanza or this slok the Lord thinks about everybody. Why not about his dear devotees? So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Bhuta Ite Ratha Asuhrudam Sarva Bhutanam. Actually, why did Lord create this? Create all of us. What happened, Mother? Very good. Western verse, Mother? మొత్తం బ్యాంకులు So what did I say? I was quoting some slokas of the Bhagavad Gita. Surudam Sarvabhutanam Sarvabhuta Hite Ratha. So and then also Krishna says the two slokas where Lord makes it clear how he deals with people or deals with devotees. One is Yedamam Prapadyante Tanstade Bhayamyam. Mama Vartaman Vartante Manishya Partha Sarvasa. With whichever thoughts you approach the Lord. If you want to worship God as Shirdi Sai Baba, Krishna will just fulfill that. He will not give you knowledge from within, where that you want to do. So the living entity is responsible for everything. You cannot blame the Lord. You saw many people worshipping that Baba. You also wanted to worship. Krishna gives you that Shraddha and the opportunity to do that. You may ask, if Krishna is God, why did he allow us to go the wrong way? No, you did not read scriptures. You did not meet bona fide, or you did not listen to, or you did not accept. Things are pretty clear. There is no confusion. The Bhagavad Gita doesn't need any interpretation. Interpretation means everybody can say their opinion on Bhagavad Gita. No. Either you accept Bhagavad Gita or not. You are not forced to accept. Krishna is giving again freedom. When Krishna told the entire Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, then what did he say in the end? Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya imrusaisa daseshena yadeshyasi tadakuru. Yadeshyasi tadakuru. I am telling you the very confidential knowledge, very essential knowledge. Very confidential knowledge. Confidence, you know. Confidential. So confidence means you know that it is correct. You know, confidently, you know, sometimes say, I am confident I can do that. I am confident. That doesn't happen. We say. So confidential knowledge, that means sure. It cannot be wrong. So Krishna is making it clear. Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhya. The most confidential are the confidential. And Krishna is making clear. This is the truth. Still, if you don't want to follow it, it's up to you. But whatever action you take, you have to face the consequences. So, if you are a sincere person, you can understand Bhagavad Gita. You will get right copy of Bhagavad Gita into your hands. Like many people directly get Prabhupada's books into their hands. If they are sincere people, immediately everything will happen. If you are not sincere, you may not get Prabhupada's books into your life. You may get Prabhupada's books into your life, but you cannot understand them because you are not sincere. So that is your mood. Ye yadamam prapadyante. So if you want to ask Krishna for material things, Krishna will give you that. Or he will direct you how to get that. The demigods are the ability to get your desires fulfilled. If you want material desires, there are different demigods are there in charge of supplying your material needs, and Krishna will create Shraddha in you and you satisfy them and they will satisfy you. Both ways, you worship Mother Sarada, or Saraswati, and you will get education or anything else. You worship another god and you get something from them. Or Krishna will give you the intelligence how to fulfill your desire. Kankshatam karmanam siddhi ejanta yaya devata shipramya manushya loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Krishna said material desires can easily be fulfilled. You want to get a job, you want to get married, you want to go for some higher education, you persist, you persevere. Don't drop the idea. If you hang on, you will get that. And that's how we see in the world. So many people are unqualified, but they are very serious about getting something done. Then you see that in the course of time, finally, they will get it. People have Abraham Lincoln, or XYZ. You go on trying, and finally, you'll get there. But one thing is difficult, that is, getting bhakti is difficult. Krishna will easily give everything else, but not bhakti, devotion. Why? Krishna gives a dharma, the kama, moksha, all these things. And bhakti is called panchama purushartha. People only know of four things because that is what they want. Dharma, ardha, kama, moksha. People want to be pious. People want wealth. People want sense gratification. And when people get old, life becomes very miserable, you know. Everybody in the end will become miserable because body is affected by time. So it's up to your intelligence. You have some years of time before you get old. Now you decide what you want. When you become old, you will not have good memory, your body will not cooperate, and you may have a lot of wealth and everything, you cannot enjoy your wealth, but you cannot enjoy. That means you will be completely made helpless. We born helpless and we end up in helplessness, but in between, from 25 years to maybe nowadays 60 years, so from 25 to 60, that's the time people do service. People retire by 60 years. You will become a senior citizen. Once you become 60 plus, according to the government, you are considered a little invalid person. Invalid, invalidity because of old age. So they give you some concessions. Senior citizen, your ticket will be less. A senior citizen will have preference. The bank will give you more interest and things like that. That means the government has decided After 60, you are a useless fellow. So we are just giving you that. There also, they know that we become useless. 60. So according to government, we become useless by 60. So you have to be given some special benefits and protection. So before 20 years, you got teens, 19, 18, as a teenage. In teenage, everybody will be little kind to you. They don't take you seriously. It's a teenage problem. So people will just the mistakes you may do, the temper tantrums you may have, and you may not be serious about your studies. So already he will learn, because he is a teenager. He doesn't understand his responsibilities. Once he becomes a little more mature, the mind develops. After teenage, a person will begin to understand, I have to have my income, I have to have my desires gratified, and so on. So the point is, you only have an opportunity to do what you like from 20 to 60, 40 years. This is called prime time. That is the best part of your life, 20 to 60. Before that you are a fool, after that again you lose all your abilities and you will be again foolish. As in Telugu we say, Musalala Chadastam, no? Once you become old man, you cannot get out of your nature. So people say, no, he is old man, it is nature, just leave him there. You cannot learn new things, old man. But if you are a devotee, Prahlad was a devotee. He was just a boy, child. But because he was a devotee, he became very intelligent. The Prabhupada was a very old man, 83 years old. But he controlled all young people. Generally, when you get old, you lose control over the situation. Now, let's say you have to leave your prime ministership, you have to go away from your position, children will take over. But Prabhupada is 83 years old, grand old man. But he could guide and control so many young people. Because Prabhupada lived a very disciplined life and is a devotee, is a pure devotee. So Krishna is guiding him. If Krishna guides you, age doesn't matter. Even if you are a child, if Krishna is guiding you, you are very intelligent. People have to listen to you. Even you are very old, if you are a devotee, your intelligence will be very sharp. Your memory will also be good, even though you are very old. So, the point is here, Krishna takes care of everyone, but he doesn't interfere with your freedom. You are born with certain desires and with certain mentality, and Krishna will simply help you accordingly. He doesn't teach you from within. Krishna teaches from within only the devotees of Him. If you become a devotee, Krishna will teach you from within. If you become a devotee, Krishna goes out of the way to help you, because you are a devotee. Like Dhruva Maharaj was only 5-6 years old boy, and he wanted to meet God. What tapasya a 5-year-old boy can do, and what intelligence a 5-year-old boy can have, no? 25 years old. But Dhruva Maharaj wanted to see God. So Krishna made all arrangements. He took Dhruva Maharaj to a great guru, Narada Muni. And Narada Muni told him the secret of success, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Narada Muni told Dhruva Maharaj, you chant Hare Krishna mantra. Then people think to attain God is very difficult. Yeah, that's the PhD people cannot understand Atma, and people cannot understand the problems of the world. Very educated. But a devotee can easily understand the problems of the world. And a devotee also has answers for all the problems of the world. You go to a devotee, you ask him, is there some problem which you cannot solve? You ask a devotee, no. Because you have answers from Krishna. Krishna has answers for all the problems. And a devotee, he knows the answers which are given by God. So he has answers. A devotee doesn't complain. A devotee understands, and a devotee knows the remedies, and a devotee is santa, peaceful. So, this Dhruva Maharaj, although he was only 5 years old, he wanted to see God, and you cannot even know who is a cheater. No discrimination for a 5-year-old kid. A 5-year-old kid can be cheated by anyone. By your word jugglery, you can cheat children. Similarly, you can cheat a woman very easily, that their mentality is also like children. But if you don't want to be cheated, then you should be guided by Krishna. Krishna will help you, Krishna will protect you. So, the Dhruva Maharaj, because he wanted to see Krishna and he got the right mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, and Dhruva Maharaj, he seriously started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And the result is, although he was a small boy, he got all knowledge about the world. He started knowing everything just by chanting Hare Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj. Now people do so many PhDs, so many studies, still they don't have any good knowledge. Simply some knowledge, but no wisdom. Simply they don't know what to do, what not to do. So they spend 30 years for studies, still they remain with their old habits and their nature, and they don't have clear knowledge what to do, what not to do. So the point is, Krishna is very compassionate. Krishna is very kind. That's why he has given us the freedom. He is giving us the abilities. He is giving us the opportunities. Time and again, Krishna is giving opportunities. Krishna is kind for much more than all these reasons. Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita. The utmost kindness of God is that He is giving us how to lead life successfully. Bhagavad Gita. Krishna may give you wealth, Krishna may give you intelligence, Krishna may give you opportunities, that is all His kindness. But Krishna is kind for one good reason. He has given Bhagavad Gita. Because with Bhagavad Gita you can decide, my 20 to 60 years of life, which is the prime of life, what is the best thing I should do? What is the best thing I can do? What is the best thing you can do? If you do things according to your mentality, or you do things according to the foolish mentality of your so-called well-wishers, elders and guardians. Now we trust our parents. We trust our elders and leaders that they will do good to us. Or sometimes you think, this is what I want. But you are mistaken. If you are very intelligent, very smart, I should do what Bhagavad Gita says. So you are very intelligent. But if you have your own plans, if you accept the plans of foolish people, then you will be cheated in life. So out of His natural compassion, Krishna thinks of His devotees. Just see here what is said. Out of His natural compassion, Krishna thinks of His devotees. If you chant Hare Krishna, immediately Krishna will start thinking about you. He is calling me. No? This devotee, this man or woman is calling me. Then immediately Krishna will begin to guide you. He is guiding everybody, fulfilling everybody's desire. If somebody wants to become a doctor, without Krishna's help, Krishna has to give you intelligence, Krishna has to give you good health, Krishna has to give you opportunity, then you will become a good doctor. So if you are a devotee, and you may like to go in the wrong way, but Krishna will correct you. If you are not a devotee, if you are going in the wrong way, nobody to correct you. That's why always you chant Hare Krishna and you work. Then you can see that Krishna will guide you from within or from without. From outside, somebody will come to help you. From inside, Krishna will give you intelligence. So this is the natural compassion of the Lord that he thinks of his devotee. There is a sloka in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshasti napriya ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapiham. What is the translation? Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Krishna is equal to everyone. Name deshasti napriya. No one is dear to him and he doesn't hate anyone. He is equal to all. But after he thinks but means there is something special. He is equal to everybody. No one is dear to him. He doesn't hate anyone. But he is saying next line. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshasya yetu bhajante tu mam bhaktya. But anyone who is my devotee doing bhajan, bhajan means thinking of Krishna. Whenever you have some difficulty, you think of Krishna. Don't get into anxiety. Don't go panic. Whenever you have some problem, whenever you want to do something, but you don't have the means to do it, you just keep chanting Hare Krishna. And immediately some solution will come. You know, Gandhi, on the back of our Bhagavad Gita cover, to give publicity to Bhagavad Gita, Gandhi was reading Bhagavad Gita, because people think Gandhi is great. So Gandhi said Bhagavad Gita, whenever doubts haunt me, whenever I am in such trouble, I don't know what to do, I open Bhagavad Gita and I start reading. You can also try. When you have some trouble, just open Bhagavad Gita like that, some page. And immediately you see just exactly the trouble you have, that Bhagavad Gita sloka is giving the answer. You know, you open a book like that, where is the book? You open a book like that, you have some difficulty, you have some trouble, some problem, take Bhagavad Gita, random, any place, just like that you open. And you see what is said there. Exactly, this is the problem and here is the answer. You may wonder how this will happen. Because Krishna is inside you as Paramatma. Atma, you are Atma and there is Paramatma inside. And then you are worried. The Paramatma knows. And then you are with Shraddha, you are opening Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna will not talk to you because you are nonsense. If you are a nice devotee, Krishna will talk to you also. But if you are not a good devotee, but you have some faith, then Krishna will not speak to you from within. And then, but from Bhagavad Gita, he will speak to you. Or, you go to a devotee because you have some liking for devotees, or you have some interest. You come to meet the devotees and then they will speak to you. And then when they speak to you, Krishna speaks through them. Either you open Bhagavad Gita or you meet the devotees or you do serious bhakti. If you do serious bhakti, from within Krishna will guide you. If you are not doing serious bhakti, then you have some Shraddha, you open Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will increase your Shraddha by giving you answers. Then you meet, oh, Bhagavad Gita is a very great book. I just open some place and there is answer to my problem. Or you go to devotees, devotees are very kind. Like Krishna is kind, devotees are also kind. and they will listen to your problem sympathetically. They will give a sympathetic hearing to your problem, tell you, please chant Hare Krishna. Because you don't know that you should chant Hare Krishna to solve your problem. And devotees will make you understand that our karmas can be changed by chanting Hare Krishna. So we enjoy or suffer according to our karmas. If you have done good things in your past life, good time will come. If you did bad things in your life, bad time will come. But whatever you did, what can you do now? You did something bad and you have to get bad time. You cannot change it, no? But if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna can change. You cannot change it. Because you are not in control of the world. Just you are a puppet. You only have the right to work. You work. And then Krishna will decide. If it is good, he will give you fruit accordingly. Sweet fruit. If it is bad, Krishna will give you a bitter fruit. But you don't know how to become a good lady or good man. You don't know. You may like to become, everybody likes to be a good person. But your dirty mind will go on troubling you. Envy, hatred, jealousy, laziness. You want to become good. I also want to be like this, like that. But your mind is stubborn, foolish. So you chant Hare Krishna and everything will begin to change. There is no doubt about it. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt Krishna. Because Krishna is all good. So he's saying, all desires of the neophyte devotee are fulfilled. When you begin to chant Hare Krishna, your tensions will go away. I know many people, one student, he did B.Tech. They're from a lower middle class family. Somehow he completed his B.Tech. No job. And debt. You know debt? Debt means runa, runam. He completed studies by taking 2 lakhs. He has to pay interest. So he has completed studies but no job and there is interest accumulating. So he is worried. And then he came to us. And we said, don't worry. You just chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will take care. But because he is a good person, yeah, let me believe in God. If you believe in God, either you must be a simple person or you must be a very intelligent man. If you are a wicked or a complicated man, you believe in yourself, not God. If you are very intelligent, then you understand that there is God. Mediocre people, average people, they cannot take God seriously. A very simple man, yeah, God can help us. You believe simply. Or you are very intelligent. You know that only if God wants it will happen, otherwise it will not happen. Intelligent, yeah. What can you do? It's not in your hands. So this man was a simple man. Also, when you are in trouble, you want to take chance. When you are in big trouble, you don't find any answer. And if somebody comes and says, please, you trust God. And so let me try. When everything is failed, in Bhagavad Gita there is a sloka, சத்துர்வேதா பஜந்தேமாம் ஜனா சுக்கிருத்தனா அர்ஜுனா ஆர்த்தோ ஜிக்னாசு அர்தாதி ஆர்த்தோ ஆர்த்தோ மீன்ஸ் ட்ரபுள்ட் பீப்புள் ஆர்த்தி ஆர்த்தி ட்ரபுள்ட் பீப்புள் ட்ரபுள்ட் பீப்புள் பிகாஸ் தேர் ஹெல்ப்லெஸ் இட் நேச்சுரலி கம்ஸ் இன் தேர் ஹார்ட் காட் ப்ளீஸ் காட் ப்ளீஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ யூ நோ get me out of my trouble. And immediately you see that Krishna will arrange something for you. So this boy, we told him, chant Hare Krishna Prabhuji, what is in your hands? You just chant Hare Krishna. There is no loss. If you chant Hare Krishna, is there anything loss? No. Is it difficult to chant Hare Krishna? Simply, you should be a simple person. All right, let me chant and then try. We are not asking you don't try. You try. But with Hare Krishna, you try. And see what happens. So this man started chanting Hare Krishna. And immediately, he got a job opportunity in America. And within 2 years, not only 2 lakhs, he purchased a home and he was giving us money, he was sending temple also, he gave me 5-6 lakhs, he purchased 20 lakhs house, and his debts, just cleared it, all things finished. So anybody can see. The next point, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Krishna knows exactly what is in your heart. He is with everybody. It's not that Krishna is only with the Swamijis, Krishna is only with Brahmins. No. Krishna is with everybody. He is with what can you say? With everybody, including dogs. Krishna is there inside the dog. Krishna is there inside the hog. Krishna is there inside a criminal. Krishna is there inside an innocent child. That's why children are taken care. Krishna is there. When you look at the children, everybody feels like helping them, no? Because Krishna is there. And you look at the child, Krishna is in you, Krishna is in the child. The child cannot help himself. And you will get the idea. Let me protect the child. Because Krishna is making arrangements, no? So, it is a very good reason why you don't have to fear for anything in life. If Krishna is holding your hands, God is holding your hand, do you think you'll have any fear? If Krishna is standing next to you, no fear. Because if God is with you, what to fear? So that, because people don't have knowledge that Krishna is with you. So here it is said, Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. Although the living entity may be very insignificant, don't think I am a criminal, don't think I am foolish. No, never mind. You may be foolish or you may be a wicked person. Just recognize that there is God in you. Immediately your wickedness will go away. Immediately you are a very small man. You will not remain a small man if you understand that Krishna is with you. You will not remain a small man. People become great because God has given them the chance. Now you worship God, and then you will also get good opportunities in life. So lastly, whatever you want in life, there are three kinds of people. There are three kinds of people. We all come under one category. I have many desires. I have to satisfy my desires. Is that right? Everybody. Otherwise, why you are here, no? Working, doing something, something. Because you have some desires. If you have no desires, your behavior will be something else. Now you will be like us. If you have no desires, I don't want anything in the world. I just want God. I want to serve God. If you are not serving God, if you are not trying to become a devotee, that means you have many other desires. That's why you are working into the world. So one class of people have many, many desires. And Krishna has no problem fulfilling your desires. And the other people, mature people, experienced people, you know, I asked them, you know, they are all staying in the temple. You know them? So I asked them, you left your job, you left your family, and you have come here to serve Krishna. So I want to know why you don't want to marry. I want to know why you don't want to stay with your parents. We want to know why they are living like that. So I also wanted to know why you want to live like this. You write a justify your stand. Then all five of them, they wrote letters. Yes, yes. Then you are correct. They wrote some 2-3 pages letters. And then I read it. I said, yes, they are mature people. They have understood the world. They said, this world is a very bad place. They said, this world is a very difficult place. This world is only full of problems. So we don't want to put our head into the world which is full of problems. Because you don't think like that. That's why you are putting your head in the world. When you understand, you know, when you understand, yeah, there can any time I may be exploited, any time I may run into an accident, and sooner or later I will become an old lady or an old man. And then one day I have to die. What is there in this world? Suppose I tell you tonight you will die, what you will do? Suppose I tell you tonight you will die. You will do one of these two things. I have this desire, I want to enjoy this and die. Or you say, I have to die. What is all this? I just want to remain aloof from everything. I'm going to die. Why should I have this property? Why should I have this money? This? You just give up everything. Because you know, you have to give up everything. So before that, it's up to you. Once you know that you are going to die, one of these two things. So, these people, they wrote letters, and I saw that, yes. So anybody, one class is immature people, they want to enjoy this world. And mature people, they know that this world is full of difficulties. So I should not multiply my difficulties. Somehow, the difficulties are there, I don't want to increase them. If you go on working, your problems will increase. You did work in the past, because of that, again you are in this troublesome world. Again you work in this world, again you are going to be back in this world of troubles. Now what you have to do? I did work, because of that I have to take birth. I don't want to do any more work like that. I will only do bhajan. That's what you have to do. If you do work, more problems will come. All right, whatever, finish. Now from today onwards, I don't want to multiply my troubles. I just want to do what Krishna says. What Krishna says? Krishna is saying, yat karosi, yadasnasi, यत् जुस्वसि ददासि यत् यत् तपस्यसि कौन्तेय तत् कुरुष्य मदर्पणम्. कृष्ण सिंग यू डू एवरीथिंग टू मी, वॉट एवर यू आर डूइंग डू इट फॉर कृष्ण. सो दीज आर सेकेंड क्लास ऑफ पीपल हु आर disgusted with the world, who are disillusioned with the world, who are frustrated with this world. Frustration, disillusioned, disgusted. If you are disgusted with the world, you don't want to again go back into this world again. I want to do something different. This is second category. And there is a third category. They know how to live in this world. This world is bad for a foolish man, but this world is not bad for a devotee, because you know, sir, you can use everything nicely in the service of God, and Krishna will be pleased. If Krishna is pleased, you will also become so happy in life. You know? If you make Krishna happy, just imagine how much more he can make you happy. You are a very small person. You can give little fruit to Krishna, little flower to Krishna, or you may just chant Hare Krishna, little thing. But Krishna can make you eternally happy, spiritual life. The soul has no death. The soul's nature is bliss. So when you worship Krishna nicely, your real ananda, your spiritual life will begin, and this world is not a troublesome place for a devotee. But devotees are also working. You are also working. But what is the difference? You are working for yourself. No? Whereas devotees are working to please God. Work is there. But the mood is different. So, devotees have no problem in this world. Devotees, they work for Krishna, and Krishna gives them spiritual happiness, and they are not looking for material bad, material good. Devotees discard material happiness. If devotee gets unhappiness, he will not be unhappy. If devotee gets material happiness, suppose you come and give me 50 lakhs, do you think I will become happy? No. Suppose I give you 50 lakhs, all smiles. You know, a devotee is not happy by getting 50 lakhs. If you come and say Hare Krishna, devotee is very happy. Oh, she is a devotee, now Krishna will make her happy. So devotee is looking forward to see that everyone chants Hare Krishna. They are not, because Krishna is maintaining us. We don't need your 50 lakhs. Krishna knows when to give what. He can himself come and give. No? Krishna can come and give. What can you give? So, devotees, they become happy when people of the world, they cooperate with them and chant Hare Krishna. Say everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.